This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, and you are here with another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We are your weekly gaming show where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic. My name is Elliot, and today I am joined with Cam, who is here for the first time doing his intimates.
I'm getting very intimate for the first time.
Yeah. I'll be gentle. So today, this show, we want to talk about like the most hostile gaming communities. So it's not a particularly fun topic,
no,
but something that I guess needs to be covered because unfortunately some gaming communities are just the worst.
Yeah, and as you've been gaming for as long as I have, you've come across most of them.
Unfortunately, right? That just tends to happen with online gaming.
Yeah.
So the reason we're talking about this particular subject is because this week RuneScape had an update, an LGBT Pride quest got added into the game, and unfortunately it was met with player backlash and a lot of hate speech and just some really terrible things that wasn't just isolated to like a very small part of the community. It just seemed to be, it gained a lot of traction. People didn't like it,
and apparently people who hadn't even been playing it for ages came back just to complain about it,
which is the worst thing, right?
Yeah, like,
and we're not
so
talking
pointless
about like basic complaints where people are like, oh, I don't think this should be in the game. We're talking about hate speech and people dressing up as KKK
threats.
Members and like rioting in game and threatening JGX staff members, who are the developer who runs RuneScape.
Mm-hmm.
So just a lot of bad things.
Just terrible behavior all around that just kind of reminds everyone that sometimes gamers can't have nice things.
Yeah.
Like, it just sends a really bad message, even when you take it away from it being an LGBT issue. Just the behavior in general to a dislike to one thing, it's just sending those messages about gamers in general to the public that, you know, we have no good reaction to this kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's so unfortunate because, right, it permeates beyond, like, we don't like this event. It just turned into we don't like gay people.
Yep.
Like, okay.
And it's a completely optional event. There's no reason you had to do it. It was just for a short time. And the people that it meant something to, it meant something to them. And if it didn't mean anything to you, it wasn't kind of... I've seen before events get much bigger and they take over whole spaces. This wasn't that.
Mm.
It was a very small, limited thing. So it's just bizarre that these people got so attached to their hatred for it.
It is odd. Is this like, you told me you've played RuneScape in the past. Is this something you saw happening?
I think I was too young, really, not young, but kind of naive to gaming in general. Even when I was playing online gaming a few years ago when it really started to come up, I didn't get involved in communities at all.
Mm.
I didn't do that until probably in the last 5 years, maybe. Maybe 3 years I've started to do it. The first time I really started to get involved with other players in a community was in Final Fantasy Realm Reborn.
Okay.
And I joined a guild there, and I actually had a very negative, thing happened due to me being gay in the game.
Right.
Because it kind of accidentally
Your
came
character
up.
Being gay in the game?
No,
or
me.
You personally?
We were in voice chat, and my brain switched off from the pronoun game.
Yeah.
And I accidentally referred to my husband Rowan as a he.
Yeah.
And someone in the clan was suddenly like, he? What do you mean he? And it just snowballed from there. And so I ended up logging off that night. And the next night that I logged on, I'd been booted from the clan.
Wow.
And I'd lost all of my stuff in like the clan safe. I owned a room in the clan, and that was now gone, and anything that was in that was gone.
That's insanity. All, how long ago was this?
Oh, probably 3 years ago.
It's
it was
so weird, isn't it? Because
the last expansion.
I think a lot of people would be like, oh, surely it can't be that big of an issue because they don't see it happening, right? And it's amazing that you brought up the pronoun game, which I immediately knew what you meant. It's because, you know, you don't want to mention my partner being a male or whatever, so you try to avoid it as best you can because you don't know how people will react.
And you do it in your day-to-day life, and unfortunately we also have to do it in our gaming life as well.
Yeah, it's so sad that you move on to something that's supposed to help you relax and forget about reality, but you still have to hold on to those things.
Yeah, it's always like this thing floating in the back of your head, always reminding you, hey, just remember, you don't know how this person's going to react, because what's even worse is you can't see that person. I can't look at them and be like, okay, I can make a judgment based on your appearance or your demeanor or anything like that, that I'm in a safe space. You're completely naked in front of this person going, I have no idea how you're going to react.
And they can act however they want without repercussion because it's online.
It's anonymous.
So and did you have any people standing up for you in that situation?
I did. Three other clan members also got booted because they stood up for me.
So it became this thing.
It became a thing. The clan, actually, I believe, eventually made it kind of clear that LGBT wasn't welcome, but they can't outright say that because then it's obviously going to get pulled up by the developers.
Yeah.
But I remember there was three people who kind of like, hey guys, it's his personal life. It doesn't matter. He's one of our best tanks. We can't, you know, just leave him be.
Hold your prejudice at the door. We need to beat this Ross.
Exactly.
This boss.
And then eventually, they all messaged me because a whole bunch of the people from the clan deleted me from their friends list. And then the three people messaged me and they're like, hey, just, you know, we also got booted. Two of them, including myself, then stopped playing the game, essentially, shortly after that. We lasted maybe another month, and then we all decided that it wasn't for us. And now I'm trying to go back in, but I'm kind of sitting on the edges, really unsure about wanting to get back into the game. And I know that I've moved to a server that has an LGBT clan.
Okay.
Which is something that I think is really important, that a lot of the games that I play now, I've actually found LGBT groups, clans, that kind of thing. And you always hear people, usually straight people, going, why do we need this? It doesn't matter. You know, you just hit a game. It doesn't affect you. I'm like,
yeah,
it does, though.
Yeah, unfortunately, it does affect people. Like we've just heard. Do you want to use this as like a therapy session? Like, do you want to out the clan name of these people?
I actually can't remember it. It was one of those ridiculous. I'd never really joined clans before, and I was looking for one that was based in Australia.
Yeah.
And because of the time difference, and they came to me and were like, hey, we're looking for people based in Australia that want to join our clan. Are you interested? I'm like, yeah. And we had fun for a good year.
Yep.
And then it just went sour suddenly. So that's a year as well that I still didn't feel comfortable to say the word he when talking about the person that kept bringing me, like, toast.
And was this over voice chat?
Yes.
Okay. Because I tend, most of my online gaming, I just avoid voice chat, just as a general rule.
I normally do too. This one I had built up to. So for ages it was just text chat.
Yeah.
And then I decided, no, I'm going to I'm gonna jump
onto
voice chat.
See, I never reached that point. Like, I've done a lot of MMO gaming, like, when I was much younger. Mm. And it was always just, even with clans, it always just was text chat. The only game I moved into voice chat was Counter-Strike.
Yep.
Because of coordination and stuff, but it never got personal, like conversations, which was very easy.
The game style is kind of, it's too frantic that you can really talk about your personal life at
Nobody has enough time to get annoyed at you.
Yeah. See, I do voice chat with Overwatch and with Destiny, because I play Destiny a lot. And we've got a group where we have four people who are really tight, and to do the kind of raids, you need six people. So occasionally we get strangers.
Yep.
And immediately I'm like, I don't want to play with strangers.
Aww.
I don't want to do it because I don't want to be on voice chat and I don't want to talk to them. We had once these two people that were friends of a friend came in, and right at the last fight, I get this text from her because she was so upset because one of them had accidentally just started using gay slurs.
Yeah.
While talking about the boss.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, he's such a... all that kind of thing. Don't want to go into it. And she's like, I'm so sorry, I'm going to boot him. And I'm like, I just want this over. Let's just finish the boss and then I'll go and we're away from it.
Yeah, sometimes it's like you just don't need it to be a thing. Let's move through it.
Yeah.
And that's like your power to be able to make that decision.
It's also just a pity that in the gaming community, the use of gay slurs is just kind of everyday use for so many people that they don't even think about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in some ways, it's not even used as a gay slur, but people might not understand the impact that has regardless of its intended use.
Yeah.
And that's a shame too.
Even I remember learning that in the schoolyard growing up, that you would use "that's so gay" about something being bad. And it wasn't until I was a teenager and went, oh no, that's not okay. And for a while, I would give people a pass and be like, oh, it's okay. It's just something you've learned. These days, I'm like, nah. Drag you through the coals. What was that? What'd you say? You want to talk about it some more?
So, we're talking about, like, negative online gaming communities, and it doesn't always have to be like LGBT based. Like sometimes you just see negativity like coming out in other ways that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with prejudice. I think a great example is Call of Duty, where you'll just have aggression, and especially coming from younger people. I don't know why that happens, but just a lot of aggression and pent up anger and just accusatory, like, you've done this wrong, you're an awful person.
There's no outlet for it, so it's that person. That person that got me. They're the person I gotta take everything out on.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's also like, but I think as well, unfortunately, gamers as a community are so focused on negativity in this day and age. It's such a pity. Something gets announced, we complain. You know, something gets released, we complain.
Yeah, not good enough.
And it's taken to effect. Battlefield, is under fire because E3 this week, they're going to be showing footage of the female soldier, the Russian soldier that's being added for the new expansion that's coming. Who was historically, there were these female Russian soldiers, but everyone's like, no, it takes me out of the immersion. It's, no, I don't like it. Women don't belong in gaming.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
It's so bizarre.
But you go back even a bit further, and Battlefield 1 initially wasn't going to have female soldiers because of realism, but then they added it.
Yep.
So there's already females in there. Like, you'd think people would have got over it by now. No. But just because this one particular piece of DLC focuses on them as the main kind of entry, suddenly that's a problem again.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and it's unfortunate that we're making a name for ourselves as a community of gamers of focusing on the things we don't like instead of raising up the things that we love that are doing things right.
And speaking of like focusing on the positives, I would assume this is a minority of people. They just happen to be very loud.
Yes.
Do you think that's true as well?
I think that's true as well. None of my friends, when something comes out, do they whinge. But it's because we see it and go, oh, I really like that. Or, oh, I don't really have an opinion on that.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to voice it.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the internet has given voice to so many people who unfortunately don't make up
the angriest.
Yeah. And if, things aren't selling as well, then why do they keep selling? Well, clearly, majority actually likes it. They're just not. Like, Mass Effect was actually fairly well received financially, I believe. It sold quite well, Andromeda.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, for a good month leading up to it, all I heard was, oh, the facial animations, oh, this, that. But then when people actually reviewed it, like, it's actually not a bad game.
Mm.
And so when people started focusing on that, we started, the sales actually weren't too bad for it. I think as well, for positives on LGBT representation, one thing I do want to point out, especially in the online community, is something that Realm Reborn did after I left, which is they introduced a kind of marriage system. And then allowed same-sex marriage.
Perfect.
And there's these beautiful photos all over the internet of same-sex marriages happening on Realm Reborn. And then they actually held a pride parade where it was all the users. And they set themselves up in one district. And people color-coded their outfits to make one really long rainbow parade. And
they traveled from
one end of the game to the other. And people were actually not terrible about it. Most people would stop and wait for them to go past and then keep going on their adventure.
Isn't that such a cool thing to see? Like, that's the community on the flip end of what we're talking about, where it's all this positivity and joy and happiness going into one thing.
And it was just really nice to see, especially having been exiting on what I exited on a few months later, to see that I was like, okay, not everything is terrible. There's still a chance out there.
Can I talk about real quick the MOBA genre? Because if we're talking about toxicity and like hatred in games, that's what I've witnessed the most in those games. And not even just from random people, but from people that I know personally. Yeah. Because there's something about some video games that trigger people into having this real hatred.
It's this idea that they know better than the person in front of them.
I've seen that so often.
And look, I won't lie. Sometimes I get angry playing Overwatch, and all my friends at home listen to this and be like, sometimes? Okay. But we recently started playing Heroes of the Storm for the kind of Overwatch crossover event that they did. And I've never played a MOBA before that because I knew of the toxicity, and I knew that I don't know it inside out, so I don't want to go in there and then just be read to filth because I didn't use the right move at the right time and I should have gone and hid in the shrubbery.
Right? Isn't that just like a barrier for entry is that people know that your game has toxicity? That's a problem.
Yeah. I looked at League of Legends. I remember I downloaded it once.
Yep.
And then I did some quick research on it about which character I wanted to play, watched some videos, and went, and I deleted it.
Which character did you want to play?
Uh-oh,
here we go.
I can't even remember. It was, my friend recommended him for me for a good entry level, and he was Stitches, or is that Dota?
Twitch.
Maybe Twitch?
There's a character called Twitch, who's like a little rat.
It might be. It was like a good entry level to kind of get into. I can't remember now. It was so long ago.
Okay.
Like, so long, just after it'd come out, kind of. The same thing happened with Dota 2. A friend was like, you should come play Dota with me. And then I kind of downloaded it and then went, no, I can't do it. I don't want to do it. I know what's waiting for me when I log in that chat screen.
Yeah.
But I was interested to find that I didn't... I think Heroes of the Storm, because you have to actually opt into the chat, I just didn't get it as much.
I think Heroes of the Storm somehow has found a spot where people take it less seriously, maybe, and therefore they're less vicious, maybe.
I think that's it, definitely. I think it's that fact that, I think as well, because it's free to play, and yeah, you get
the other two.
Yeah, but with that, there's a lot of those things that you can buy for performance enhancer, I believe. Is that true, or is it everything?
It's Dota 2 has everything free.
Okay.
Except cosmetics.
Okay.
League of Legends has... It's primarily cosmetics, but you can also pay for additional characters and stuff, which does give you a small advantage. But once you get into it enough, you've got all the characters you need anyway pretty quickly.
I just feel like one of the things that I found from the demo that I did of League of Legends, where I played like that introduction versus Heroes of the Storm, was when I went into Heroes of the Storm, everyone was on an even playing field. There was nothing that I could have unlocked. Whereas with League of Legends, when I played it, wasn't there like items that I can attach at the start?
So there's like a runes and mastery system. So as you progress, you can unlock new stuff that helps you. It's only minor changes, but those minor things can make a big impact.
Yeah, but you're looking at that. You're looking at all these figures going, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whereas Heroes, it's just, you just learn your character and you get good with your character and you find the character that sits for you.
Yep.
And I think I like the way they have the rotating roster for people who don't want to pay on Heroes.
Oh, that's the same with League, yeah.
Yeah, because it kind of makes people go, oh, my character that I normally play isn't available. I can buy them if I want, or I'll just try this other character.
Yeah.
And I think it makes... It breeds this kind of openness that people have. But I guess, yeah, Heroes just isn't... When I was in there, everyone was having fun. No one was taking it too seriously.
As somebody who hasn't played Heroes but has played the other two, that's a crazy like thing to think of. People are having fun? Are you kidding?
No one raged.
This is life or death.
No one was quitting. Like, and games seemed way faster.
Yeah, they are in Heroes.
And I think that's a big thing as well, because you're not committing so much time to it. Yeah,
it sucks to be playing an hour-long game and you're basically being dragged through the mud. Like, it's an awful experience because you're losing so hard. But you know there's all this, like, time still ahead of you where you have to try to fight back.
See, in Heroes, if I'm absolutely getting destroyed, you're destroyed within at least 5 minutes.
Fair enough.
If you're getting destroyed, there's no coming back.
Yeah.
Like, whereas you're not, like, dragged through it forever. You're just done. Let's go to the next one. If it's going for a long time, it's an even game. So you actually feel like you're doing something.
Yeah. So, that's Checkpoint Intimates. We've been talking about online gaming communities, some of the worst out there. It's about all time we have, though. Cameron, thank you for getting intimate with me.
Well, thank you for having me and being intimate with me. That's awkward to say.
No, it's fine. Definitely get you back on for more intimacy.
Huzzah!
This has been a Joycast of Checkpoint for Joy 94.9. If you like this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.